main point of discussion today is we're meeting with the three party leaders, Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin. So I suppose it's just to find out from them and see what is, you know, what are they going to do for agriculture. It's in a pretty particular, you know, decline, I suppose is the right word for it, all over the country. But at this time, you know, it's under a lot of pressure from a lot of the things with nature restoration laws coming in, derogations and lots of other things. So it's an opportunity, I suppose, to hear what they have to say and maybe ask them some of the questions of what they might do about it, you know, in the next government.
Michael, from a North West perspective, we hear so much about succession planning and the importance of attracting young farmers to the sector. Do you feel this is something that should be of paramount of in the minds of those involved?
Well, certainly it has to be, because if it lets if the farming is continues the way it's continued for the last 5 or 10 years, there's not a lot of hope of keeping farmers, particularly on a line from Dublin to Galway, north of that, to keep farmers in business and to keep them farming. And of course, if you don't have young people coming in all the time, well, then it's you know, it's getting older, and it's an older generation, and you know, that in itself, health and safety issues, and just actually keeping farming from day to day, it's begun to come pretty impossible for, you know, thousands and thousands of farmers, particularly small, medium farmers in the west of Ireland in particular, yes.